Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with me this morning, back for another visit, Jack Wilson, the Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. Good morning, Jack. Yes. Lots to talk about today.
Yes, good morning, John. Thank you for having me back.
Sure thing. Great to have you with us. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Jack, today we're going to just kind of review some of the things that Habitat does in Smith County on a day-in, day-out basis and also offer some updates. But the real focus today is going to be what you have done in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. You are now the, I believe, president of the board of directors of Habitat Texas, the statewide organization, as of July 1st.
Yes, that's correct, John.
Okay.
Yeah. Been on the board for 3 years, and I'm starting a two-year term as president.
So we're going to be talking a lot about what's happening on the local level and on the statewide level as well, with, again, a special focus on some of the things that you're dealing with in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. So keeping that in mind, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. I think I may have just said that, but never hurts to repeat it because this show is going to be a little bit different. Yeah. We want to draw extra attention to it because of all the devastation of Hurricane Harvey and what you're doing in that regard. About Habitat of Humanity, Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, just to get started. Just the basics, who you are, what you do, first of all, on an international level and here locally in the Tyler Smith County area.
Okay, well, John, you know, Habitat International, or Habitat for Humanity, started about 40 years ago. And over the years, they developed independent affiliates such as Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. Throughout the world, there's about 1,400 Habitat affiliates. In the United States, there's just a little under 1,000, and in Texas, there's 80 independent affiliates. We're all different sizes. We all kind of function a little bit different, but the primary goal is to help support and develop affordable housing for low-income individuals. So for us in Smith County, we're 29 years old, and we've built 105 or 6 homes at this point. But for us, we are, as I said, an independent affiliate of Habitat International. We have to sign an agreement with them so we can use the Habitat brand. But we're 4 companies in one. We are a retail company, a construction company. We're basically a bank and a management firm. And again, not all affiliates are set up this way, but for us, when I say a retail company, we have the Habitat ReStore in the corner of Front and Palace. The business model for ReStores, and there's about 700 throughout the United States, is the profit on sales helps support operations. Because nobody really wants to donate money for office staff or electric bills or anything like that, but it's so important for us to meet our mission and to do our work. So that is what our ReStore did. And last year, our fiscal year ends at the end of June, we had the best year ever. The first half of the year was the worst, and then the second half, we kind of came back with a roar, and it was the best year we've ever had in our ReStore. And it's working out very well so far, too, in these last, the first few months of our fiscal year. So in our ReStore, there's donated product, there's pre-purchased product, there's overstocked items from Lowe's, Home Depot, McCoy's. It changes on a daily basis. You just never know what goes out there. As a matter of fact, a couple of times I saw some things that wanted to get my wife Patricia's approval on. I go out, take a picture, come back. She says yes. I go out there, it's sold. I mean, that's what happened.
Okay.
So that's been working out well. Now, on the construction end, which everybody thinks about us for, we have 4 different divisions. We do deconstruction. We do critical repairs. We build our new homes, which everybody knows us for. And then we have a program called Brush with Kindness. Valspar Paint is a corporate sponsor with Habitat International. They donate all the paint to all the affiliates. And we can't resell them in our store, but we can use them on projects. So sometimes church groups, sometimes school groups, the United Way, when they have the Day of Caring, we get everybody together and we find projects to go out and paint homes for seniors or handicapped individuals that can't do it themselves. And so we have all the paint and we do that. Sometimes we will go in and do some deconstruction on somebody's home that might be doing a repair or a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go in and we'll take out the cabinets and bring them back and sell them in our restore.
Mm-hmm.
And so that works out pretty well.
Okay. Moving on through the show, we want to come back to some of this, but
okay.
I know that there's some new information that we discussed at the beginning of the show that we want to get into. I want to quickly, we're talking to Jack Wilson, the Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And phone number, 903-595-6630, located at 822 West Front Street, Front and Palace, as I believe Jack just alluded. And the local website is smithcountyhabitat.org. Also a Facebook page available, so you can get a lot of information from there. Basically, the mission statement or the purpose of Habitat for Humanity, it's a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing low-income working families the hope and transforming experience of home ownership. And I think that's a good summary for us to take through the rest of the show and then pick up a little bit more about what you're doing locally a little bit later on. But again, as we mentioned at the top, you have recently been named the president of the board of directors for Habitat Texas, the statewide Habitat organization. And what we want to do is hear a little bit more about that and then segue quickly into what your responsibilities have become in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. That's just really kind of put Habitat in a whole new light for everybody on the state level.
Well, it actually has. Not every state in the union has a state service organization. I think there's about 36 of them throughout the United States. But in Texas here, we have 80 affiliates. And basically, the mission statement for that is to provide education, policy development for affordable housing, the training and technical assistance that a lot of Habitat affiliates need, resource development, and disaster services. So we get involved with disaster evaluation and response to the different needs of the communities. So with that being said, you know, all of a sudden, Hurricane Harvey came through about 2 weeks ago, if that. What I can tell you that I know at the moment, and it's very fluid. If you watch the news or listen to the news, things are changing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But Habitat International, again, who, we're related to, has classified this as a Stage 3. In their definitions, a Stage 3 disaster is the highest rating that they can have, which meaning that they will use the full use of all their resources to help Habitat affiliates and help Habitat homeowners get back up and running. And so actually they have sent a team from the disaster recovery response to meet with Habitat Texas and the executive director down there, Amy Parham. When I say down there, we're located just south of the office is located just south of Austin.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what we know at the moment within the disaster area, there were 53 counties that were affected. There were 250 Habitat homes that we're using the term affected because we don't really know at the moment whether they have just been damaged, they can be repaired, or there's structural damage and they have to be totally torn down and rebuilt. We do not know all that at the moment. We're just in the process of trying to figure
right.
that out. Houston area, which, you know, as you've probably heard in the news, is one of the biggest areas affected.
Probably the biggest.
Probably the biggest. But for Habitat Houston, there was 135 homes out of approximately 1,100 homes that were destroyed. So, we're just trying to figure out what's going on there. Actually, Houston, within the first week, was in there with volunteers cleaning out a lot of their homes, stripping the sheetrock from 4 foot down, just to kind of get an idea of what's going on. You don't want the mold to start to develop. You know, there's just so many things that we've got to think about and kind of work through as we move forward. There's been at least 20 affiliates within the disaster area that have been Habitat affiliates that have been affected. Our executive director has been able to talk with most of them just to kind of get a feel for what's happening so we can help them and whatever needs that they have, as we go forward. You know, it looks like the federal government is going to allot up to maybe $200 billion to this.
And of course, Friday, the Senate and House of Representatives signed off on $15.3 billion in initial aid that has been signed by President Donald Trump, so that money should be on the way very soon.
But whatever it is, the money, I'm sure, is going to be well spent. One of the things that we have done, or our executive director has done, she has contacted other state service organizations throughout the country who have dealt with disasters in the past. One of them in particular is Colorado, with tornadoes and floods and all sorts of things. So we've been able to learn from their experiences of what to do and actually what not to do, which I think is just as important.
Always.
And yes. And one of the things Colorado did, and we're probably going to copy it very, very closely, is they developed a three-year strategic plan. The first one is to help and strengthen, to rebuild and strengthen Habitat affiliates. Because if you think about it, Habitat affiliates hold the mortgages. So if you've lost everything in your home, you probably don't have your insurance information, telephone numbers, or anything like that. So we've got to get the Habitat affiliates up and running. We've got to simultaneously trying to get the affected homeowners, you know, cleaned up, figure out what they have to do to rebuild their homes. And then once we get those two items squared away, we can look at expanding into other areas of the region so we can help out as best we can as a Habitat affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of our board members is working on a policy to, probably most of us, or if you look at it, we might not have enough insurance. It's going to cover everything.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to figure out a way that we can work with the state insurance commission to maybe fill that gap. And this is an ongoing process at the moment. But one of the biggest things that we have to, and we do, other affiliate, other states have experience with this, and each one is a little different. But as a Habitat affiliate, we hold the mortgages. So how do we deal with the mortgage payments when homeowners are unemployed, or their home has been damaged?
Mm.
So that is a critical component of this whole recovery, we don't know the answer to that at the moment.
Right.
How are we going to deal with that? And so there's we're taking, listening to other people how they've dealt with that, and we're trying to incorporate into our, function of what we're going to do here. And then also is just assessing and reporting on the damage in the field. I mean, that's a whole, process in itself to go out there and figure out what has to be done. So it's very fluid. You and I talked about this before. It's very fluid. Some of the statistics that I just gave you here, probably tomorrow or Monday, is going to be changed. But we've got a very strong organization behind us. We know what we have to do. We're developing the programs. We're trying to get out there and do the best we can to help our Habitat homeowners and affiliates. To date, Habitat Texas has raised about $40,000 to help us with the disaster recovery.
Mm.
And, what I'd like to ask people, if they really are thinking of donating, if they haven't already, we would like you to consider donating to Habitat Texas. And our website is habitattexas.org, www.habitattexas.org. And you can go on there, and it's pretty straightforward of how to donate money. You can actually even say where you want it to go. Some people have said Rockport. They want the money they donate to go to the Rockport area.
Okay.
And just kind of helping out there. So that's kind of what's happening in Hurricane Harvey.
All right.
Aspect.
We wanted to quickly mention DHARMA, D-H-A-R-M-A. Oh. Not DHARMA in the usual sense. This is a little bit different. It's a damage assessment app that you briefly alluded to the fact that you're working on assessing and reporting damage from the field. But this damage assessment app, DHARMA, once it's developed, will help you in what way to assess and report that damage?
Well, it's computer program, so to speak, where we can go in, maybe with an iPad, walk through a particular building or a neighborhood, and there's like a checklist that we can go through. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. It's being developed for us, you know, as we speak. So hopefully it'll make it a lot easier for us to, you know, go in and just kind of analyze areas, neighborhoods, on what needs to be done, develop a plan for, because each neighborhood's going to be different.
Sure.
One of the things that I found, the executive director in Houston, in the area that she lived in, there was no flooding.
Hmm.
They just had they had some rain, some wind. They didn't even lose their electricity. A mile away, water level's 4 or 5 feet up.
Oh, wow.
So you know, as we're and this damaged area, my understanding, is as large as 30 million people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost and if you kind of there's like six states. If you add up their population, is less than this damaged area for Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, it's beyond description.
It really is. So, any tool that we can use to help us assess what has to get done, and make it easier for us to try to do the best we can. And this is going to take years.
Okay.
It's right away.
This is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking this morning with Jack Wilson, the Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, and also the Board President for Habitat Texas. And we've been talking about how much of an effect Harvey has had on the Habitat community and what's being done to address that. I think maybe the most important thing we can do at the moment is to repeat that if you want to make donations to Habitat for victims of Hurricane Harvey, the best place to go is the state website, habitattexas.org, and you can pretty much take it from there. Let's move back on into now what's happening on the local level. I think you mentioned earlier you're an independent affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International, and we've covered the misconceptions on past shows, but not today so far, I don't believe. So let's just go ahead and clear up some of those. You're a hand up, not a handout. No free homes, just for starters.
That is correct. That's one of the biggest things. People think we give away homes. We do not give away homes. You know, our homeowners work very, very hard to get it. They're in an income bracket that would not allow them to go to a bank and get a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of ties into one of the functions. We are the bank. We hold the mortgages on these homes. Another misconception is President Carter did not start Habitat. He got involved with Habitat for Humanity about 10 years after it started. And quite honestly, he's made it famous worldwide. So,
sure.
You know, we'll give him that. And then one that I think you and I talked about last year that I had just heard, we are not a government agency. So we don't get any money from the federal government to support our organizations. It's all in-house, raising money through donations, through grants, whatever, that enables us to meet our mission here in Smith County.
Okay.
So that's one of the misconceptions. As we said before, we're four companies in one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of our biggest programs is our critical repair program. We started that actually after Hurricane Ike. There was some grant money available, and we've kind of grown from there. But we do critical repairs for seniors, handicapped individuals, and veterans, some emergency projects for individuals. That's all done with grant money. It's a little bit different than when you think of Habitat for Humanity, you think of all these volunteers helping to build a home. This, because it's grant money, we have to go out to bid. We have to get at least three sealed bids and get these projects done. But because we have multiple grants, we can go into a project and use grant money for possibly replacing a roof, and then maybe
sure.
Another grant money for accessibility units. We could have a project that have a couple of different contractors on. Fiscal year 16, we did 150 critical repairs. Our last fiscal year, which we just completed, we did 115 critical repairs. We expect to be doing 100 plus every year as we get going. We roughly spend around $1 million in a fiscal year on critical repairs. And the need here in Smith County for critical repairs for individuals is just unbelievable. Unfortunately, we'll probably never run out of work. We're kind of excited in that for our new home construction, we have more land than we had, we've had available to us in the past. We had two lots donated to us in Chapel Hill. And what we've done there is something we've never done before, but we started construction on two homes at the same time. Mm-hmm. John, you may remember, we pre-build all our homes in our shop on Palace and Front Street.
Right.
So we have those two homes already built. They're three-bedroom homes. We did all the site development, all the underground plumbing, and we've got the slabs and the driveways in. At the moment. So that's where we are. We're getting ready to establish a start date of when we're going to raise the walls and continue. There's a lot of factors there that we have to take into consideration before we can start. You know, as in the past, the city of Tyler has a program where it's a HIP program, housing infill program. I don't mean to repeat myself, but over the years, they take back land that's been abandoned. They clean it up. They may do deconstruction on it. They clean up the liens, and they donate to nonprofits similar to Habitat. We had quite a few parcels over the years. We just secured four lots in Tenaha Avenue up near Texas College. Right across the street, there's another parcel that we're going to be getting in the very near future, and I think I could subdivide that into three or four lots. I'm not really sure at the moment. So. This is in the planning stage. There'll be three or four bedroom homes without garages. And you know, hopefully maybe in the spring of next year we'll start that. We just don't know yet because a lot of it has to do with funding. But one of the biggest things, too, that I want to make sure that I get out there, we are in constant search for future homeowners.
Right.
You know, and so right now, what if you go on our website, smithcountyhabitat.org, there is a section in there where you can go in and get an idea of the requirements for you as an individual that could possibly qualify for a Habitat home. You open it up, and it's kind of a bullet points. And if you meet these bullet points, then you can go to the next step. And we encourage people to go on there and you know, sign up so we can try to get as many homeowners as we can, because not only do we have those four plus another four, potential four on Tenaha Avenue, and then the two I talked about in Chapel Hill, we just secured five lots up in Lindale. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the first time out of the city of Tyler area that we'll be building in Smith County. We're Habitat of Smith County, so we're trying to, you know,
right,
build as many homes as we can. A lot of our critical repairs are throughout Smith County, so, mm-hmm, but you know, we're trying to do that, and that's a nice parcel of land up there, so we're kind of excited about getting that thing started.
Okay, looking for families, and probably not a bad idea to go over briefly what some of the general qualifications are. You do have to meet certain it's not for people that are just absolutely destitute. There are other programs that deal with folks who are in that situation. Habitat for Humanity, you have to come to the table with the certain tools already in hand, but once that's done and once you start going through the application process, some real dreams can come true. What are some of the basics people have to remember that will help them as they try and figure out whether they qualify for the new home construction?
Well, John, 4 years ago or 5 years ago when you and I sat across the table, I'd be able to give you specific details on that. But now with the with the new banking rules and regulations, I have to be very careful of what I say because we can open ourselves up to criminal charges. So we fall on – we're a bank basically because we have mortgages. We have to have certified mortgage originators in-house. I have to go through a whole course. But basically, it's a low-income individual. They've have to have a job. They're usually living in Smith County for at least a year. And if they've just relocated here, you know, one of the things we'll look at is their employment history. Because now, it's kind of a new norm with this hurricane. A lot of people are going to be relocating. And so we can be having people that are moving in here, maybe previous Habitat homeowners. So there's a lot of things going on. But the important thing is, once they qualify, we look at a certain percentage of the average mean income. We look at the, we do a criminal background check, we do a credit check on everybody, and once they qualify, there is homeowner classes that they have to take. The Dave Ramsey financial management class that they have to take,
right?
And that, you know, that is so important for our new homeowners. And once they're doing the sweat equity, single person, single family, 350 sweat equity hours, 500 if you're married, to go through these classes, working, helping build other people's homes, and helping to build your own home, which is so important, you know, for a homeowner to really kind of relate to, I'm helping to build my own home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changes their whole life as that move. It's kind of a rippling effect. And even the kids, we get involved in
sure.
one aspect of another. So,
okay. In any event, the whole idea is, if you want to find out if you qualify, best thing to do is to go on that website, smithcountyhabitat.org. There's also a Facebook page. You can also call 903-595-6630 and your office at 822 West Front Street, at the corner
That's
of Front
correct, yes.
and Palace mm-hmm. in Tyler. As far as being a mortgage company, 78 active mortgages right now. And let's see, worth about $2 million plus, you tell us?
Yes, yes. And that is another way that Habitat affiliates throughout the country help support their operations. They hold these mortgages. And so for us, it brings in approximately $13,000 a month
mm-hmm.
that we use to help support the operation. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that we now fall under is very specific about what we can do and what we can't do. And because we are considered a bank, there's certain requirements. But we're very strict on our mortgages. Just like if you and I have a mortgage, you know, you might have a grace period, but day 16, a letter will go out from us, 30 days, 60 days. But we try to get everybody to make sure that they're making the payments. And one of the things that we can do that a bank can't do, if somebody's starting to fall behind because maybe they've lost their job or maybe they're sick and they don't have insurance, we can bring them in and we have a little bit of forbearance. We have that freedom to do that because we don't want a Habitat homeowner to lose their home because they work very, very hard to get to that particular point. So we kind of work with people on that.
Okay. As far as being a management firm, we're getting down close to the end of the show.
Sure.
We've covered a lot of ground today. Budget is $2.2 million for fiscal year 18.
Mm-hmm.
And your overhead rate, 12.4%. Just a couple of figures to throw out there, all in the interest of letting everybody know just what you do, the different areas of what you do, and how you're doing it, and how you're doing with it. And you're very successful from what I can gather. I think it's coming up on 10 years that you will have been the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Smith County.
That's correct.
A lot of progress has been made. Wanted to mention quickly, you saved 350 tons of trash from the landfill
yes.
just through your ReStore, which of course is a retail store located right on site. Great place to shop right there at the corner of Palace and Front Streets. But just to quickly review, Jack Wilson with Habitat for Humanity, our guest this morning, 903-595-6630 is the phone number. The Habitat website is smithcountyhabitat.org. Hours of operation that people can maybe come in and visit or shop at the ReStore?
Sure. The ReStore is open 6 days a week from
uh-huh.
9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And trust me, if we have shoppers in the store at 5 o'clock, we don't. We may lock them in, but we don't lock them out. We'll let
yeah.
them come in and,
yeah.
and go from there. So, you know, it again, when we talk about that trash being saved, that is a formula that's been developed over the years. That's from donated items
mm-hmm.
that might have gone into the trash. We just got a call from Tom Mullins, who is the president of the Economic Development
Council
here. They're doing the kitchen over again. So their kitchen cabinets are sitting in the driveway, and he called us, and they're donating it to us. We'll go pick those up, and we'll sell them.
Okay.
So otherwise, that would have gone into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just think about us in Smith County, 300 and some odd tons, you know, throughout the whole year, I mean, the country, it's amazing what Habitat Restores can save.
You bet. Habitat for Humanity of Smith County, Jack Wilson, Chief Executive Officer, also President of the Board of Habitat Texas. Lots going on, as we discussed earlier in the show, with regard to Hurricane Harvey. SmithCountyHabitat.org is the local website. If you want to donate to Hurricane Harvey victims, best thing to do is to go to the state website, which is, let's see, I got it right here in front of HabitatTexas.org. Jack, we're out of time. Wish we had more, but I know you have to get back to work. We really appreciate your coming by to visit with us this morning and sharing so much important information.
Well, John, I appreciate your support over the years. Thank you.
You bet. Jack Wilson with Habitat for Humanity, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.
Your only local news radio. This is KTBB Tyler, KTBB FM Troop Tyler Longview, and KTBB.com.